the two sides of the future king and queen engaged to be married. The first, a more official, formal pose. The second, an informal, loving embrace. Their differences as striking as the sentiments that unify them, happiness and excitement about a future together. The work of celebrity photographer Mario Testino, both portraits were taken at St James's Palace. The formal in the council chamber, against a backdrop of former kings and queens. A half-embrace sees the prince's fiancée rest her hand on her husband-to-be's arm, showing off her engagement ring that once belonged to William's mother, Diana. The sapphire, surrounded by diamonds, is given maximum exposure in the informal shot too, this time taken in the palace's sunlit Cornwall room. Clearly at ease, heads touching, a casually dressed Prince William envelops Catherine in his arms, while her hand rests on his chest. A photo which will become one of the iconic images of the 21st century. The photo shoot took place just days after the couple announced their engagement. Testino, a favourite with the royal family, sent a selection to Clarence House, from which they chose two.
What we've got is a couple that's fantastically in love. I mean, I've never seen really such intimate pictures. I mean,
very relaxed as well.
They're very relaxed, which is what Mario Testino's good at.
Royal writer and photographer Ian Lloyd believes the couple chose Mario Testino because of his ability to make his subjects come alive, as he did with Diana, Princess of Wales.
William really was greatly fond of the portraits that Testino did of Diana, which were recently on exhibition at Kensington Palace. I mean, they caught Diana's exuberance, they caught her joie de vivre, her warmth, and she was clearly relaxed and happy with Testino, and I think that's why he's chosen that. And Testino mentions the happiness, and they're brimming with happiness here.
Just as this dress and all that were similar were sold out within days of their announcement, don't expect anything different from Kate's latest high street white choices from Reese and Whistles. But the white item everyone really wants to know about is the one she'll be wearing on April the 29th. Paul Harrison, Sky News.